Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Savarin out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alvis. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. the Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Hinton reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to third. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual bunts towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Savarin for the out. Brinkman moves to third. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive towards first. Nan catches it and steps on first to double up Gonzalez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova strikes out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-0 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 2 in the game. Nan hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargan hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. May reaches second base with a double. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Camilo Pascual. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 3 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Darold Knowles now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles fires to first and has Whitfield trapped. There's the throw to Brinkman who tags Whitfield for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hargan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. King takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes King. The throw from Sims and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Rickard pinch runs for Frank Howard. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 3 in the game. Nan hits a fly ball towards right. Hinton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hinton. Rickard goes all the way around to score. Nan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Indians. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Casanova strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.